Seattle has a reputation as a home for contemporary dance. Part of the reason is Velocity Dance Center. It's a nonprofit organization dedicated to performance and education. This year, KUOW and the Seattle Times are introducing you to people who are helping to shape the cultural landscape here in the Pacific Northwest. We call the series 13 for 13. Today, KUOW's Marcy Silman introduces us to Velocity Dance Center's artistic leader, Tanya Lockyer. As you find out, she's an accomplished dance artist, but maybe more important, she's a community builder.
It's a Tuesday evening. More than 30 people crowd the studio at Seattle's Velocity Dance Center. They're here for the popular funk class taught by dancer Amy O'Neill. Tonight at Velocity, it's funk. Last night, it was ballet. Tomorrow, you might stumble onto a group doing contact improvisation. All this activity takes place inside a modest brick storefront on Capitol Hill. It's just down the street from the police department's East Precinct.
I don't just see Velocity as a place. It's as dynamic as all the people that are a part of it.
Meet Velocity's executive artistic director, Tanya Lockyer. She's a dark-haired woman with bright red lipstick and a visible passion for the contemporary dance organization she runs.
I want to open as many doors and windows, create as many portals to participation as possible, and then I just want to invite energy, like the wind, to just blow through it and scatter as many seeds as possible.
For Lockyer, dance has been tied to community for as long as she can remember. It was what she did as a kid in St. John's, Newfoundland.
Dancing after dinner for my father, dancing at what we call times on weekends that are intergenerational comings together with, you know, traditional music, dancing at weddings, making choreography for the neighborhood kids. It was really just an integral part of our lives, how you celebrate each other, how you celebrate your life, how you celebrate your history.
Lockyer wants to recreate that sense of connection between art and life here in Seattle. Her path to this city and to this job has been long and twisted. Lockyer left Newfoundland when she was 9 to study ballet. Eventually, she moved to New York to work with modern dance pioneer Merce Cunningham and other contemporary artists. Ultimately, Lockyer was drawn west to Seattle.
I wanted to be near the ocean. I wanted to be in a place where contemporary arts and ideas are embraced. I wanted to be in a city that where progressive ideas about the environment and social justice are embraced.
That was 1998. Almost as soon as she got here, Lockyer formed her own company, creating performances that melded movement and text into something you might describe as dance theater. Her work focused on social issues, political concerns, and her own life. Here's an audio excerpt from Consumed, an exploration of Lockyer's experiences as a dancer.
Modern dance is the circle. It's holistic. It's about unity. It says everything in this circle is sacred. But if everything in the circle is sacred, what about everything that doesn't fit in this circle?
Tanya Lockyer didn't create her dances in a vacuum. Across town, a small nonprofit organization called Velocity Dance Center opened in 1996, just 2 years before Lockyer got to town. Velocity offered classes and networking opportunities for professional dancers and choreographers. The organization filled a need for the modern dance community, but by 2010 it was struggling with a large debt. Velocity needed a new leader to right the ship, and many people thought Lockyer was the woman for the job.
She's such a badass.
Choreographer and teacher Amy O'Neill was one of many in the dance community who felt Lockyer had the perfect combination of talents.
She walks into the room and you feel her energy. You feel her passion for what she does.
You can already see the impact of Lockyer's passion. In the 2 years since she took over as Velocity's executive artistic director, she started an online magazine about contemporary art. Lockyer also expanded Velocity's program offerings to include public conversations about the intersection of social issues and art. But maybe most important, Lockyer spearheaded the effort to eradicate Velocity's debt. Amy O'Neill says that did a lot to revive its reputation as a modern dance destination, particularly for local dance students.
There is this synergy and momentum for young artists who are coming out of Cornish and coming out of UW or wherever to want to stick around. We had sort of lost that momentum for a while, I think. You know, we both share the same goals and that, you know, Velocity is it's a destination for people to come and to work and to develop, and people need to know about it. And people do know about it. I mean, even when I would be in Japan or Europe, you know, even just like 6-7 years ago, people were like, yeah, I've heard of Velocity.
The international support thrills Lockyer. She still wakes up at night wondering how she'll pay the bills, but she doesn't dwell on those dark moments. The neighborhood around Velocity has developed into a nationally recognized arts destination. In her dreams, Tanya Lockyer imagines that her organization will expand too and offer even more for the local dance community. First, though, she'd like a little time to savor Velocity's success.
I now feel like as a team, we are a really well-oiled machine. I feel like we've laid down some wonderful new programs. I feel that people are becoming aware of what we're doing here. So in some ways, I feel like the next few years might be my reward.
That should be long enough for some of the seeds she's scattered to take root and start to grow. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.